From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. A promise of economic transformation in South Africa. The ruling African National Congress's new leader in South Africa, Cyril Ramaphosa, promised a party meeting Thursday to tackle corruption and implement radical economic transformation to speed up expropriation of land without compensation.
This conference, with unanimous agreement, has resolved that the expropriation of land without compensation should be amongst the mechanisms available to government to give effect to land reform and redistribution.
But the 65-year-old Ramaphosa said such a policy must not undermine the economy, agricultural production, or food security. Now, the Council on Foreign Relations Africa expert John Campbell said these issues have been around since the ANC came to power following the end of apartheid.
The rate of social and economic change in South Africa since the end of apartheid has been glacial. The gap between the wealth of the white minority and everybody else is in fact greater now than it was in 1994.
He said the issue will be difficult for Ramaphosa, who was an architect of the Constitution that guarantees private property rights. Four people are confirmed dead and 81 others are missing after Thursday's capsizing of a ferry off a remote island in the Philippines. A Philippine Coast Guard spokesman said 166 individuals have been rescued by Navy and Coast Guard rescue crews and a flotilla of fishing boats about 70 kilometers northeast of Manila. The Aircraft 3 ferry was carrying 251 people when it was hit by strong winds and high waves and soon began taking on water. This is VOA News. As many as 19 people have been injured after a car drove into a crowd of pedestrians in Melbourne, Australia on Thursday. This unidentified young lady was there before the police even arrived.
I eventually just went up because there was a crowd, and I met a witness. Like I talked to somebody who actually saw what happened, and she was very distraught. It made me feel really sad actually talking to her. So she just told me that cars just drove through people crossing the road, hit a bunch of people. She described it as people flying through the air like rag dolls.
At least 12 people have been hospitalized, including a toddler who suffered a serious head injury. President Donald Trump hailed what he called a historic victory yesterday as the Republican-led Congress passed a $1.5 trillion tax overhaul measure, Mr. Trump's first major legislative victory of his 11-month administration.
It's the largest, I always say the most massive, but it's the largest tax cut in the history of our country and reform, but tax cut. Really something special.
The vote was almost entirely along partisan lines, with Democrats charging it benefits the wealthy and will increase the national debt. Chuck Schumer is the Senate minority leader.
Now, we know they're popping champagne down Pennsylvania Avenue. There are only two places where America's popping champagne: the White House and the corporate boardrooms. Otherwise, Americans have a lot to regret.
Josh Boak, an economics writer for the Associated Press, said the public has viewed it skeptically.
The bill has looked very unpopular in polls because a lot of Americans think they're getting a tax hike. But in fact, next year and in 2019, the vast majority of Americans are going to pay less in taxes.
The measure slashes corporate taxes from 35% to 21%, and the highest individual income tax rate will be cut from 39.6%. Voters in Spain's Catalonia region are going to be to the polls today in a special election to replace the previous government dissolved by Madrid after declaring independence on October the 27th. 18-year-old Laura Sancho, who's voting in her first election, cast the proxy vote of the former Catalan president, Carles Puigdemont. She does not like the fact that he was forced into exile.
He's ex-slave, and I think that's not the way political should work. And I feel like he just needs my vote.
Monash University analyst Carlos Uxo said the outcome's going to be very close.
At this stage, we believe both sides may be around 44%. So it's going to be very, very close. Whatever happens, the difference between one side and the other will be minimal.
This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
The Voice of